Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about becoming great, but not necessarily great by the world standards, but understanding what God values as great, what greatness looks like from His perspective. And as we begin today, I want you to just spend a little bit of time thinking about the greatest gift that someone else has given you for Christmas, or for a birthday, or maybe just as a just because gift. You think of something? What made it great? How have you used it? How involved was the person who gave it in your life? Why did they give it to you? Have you thought about what they expected? I ask those questions because today we're going to focus in this week-long devotion topic of greatness on the greatest gift. And obviously it's not the one you might think of directly. The greatest gift is Jesus. I'll just get that out of the way. This comes from Him. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31 says, "But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I will show you the most excellent way." I didn't have space in the prayer guide that I publish online and print for the bulletins here at Deer Run to list all of the verses that I would have liked to for this topic. The background story. The discussion about spiritual gifts. And those who were using one spiritual gift in a way that was elevating themselves. A desire to speak in tongues or to prophesy. A desire to draw attention to themselves when they should have been using the gifts to draw attention to God. And as Paul spent chapter 12 talking about a variety of gifts and the way they were being used, the way they were being misused, he comes down to this final verse of the chapter. And in context, you might almost think, or at least I might almost think, that he would conclude it by saying, "Be content with what God has given you." In fact, he writes about that. If you have the gift of teaching, let him teach. The gift of serving, let him serve. And so you would think, I would think, that he'd get to here and says, don't be so hung up on one gift being better than another. I remember the grade school Christmas gift exchange that we would have. And it didn't take long to learn what to look for. I always looked for those slightly rectangular, more than square, but not too disproportionate, maybe 2 inches thick, size and shape and weight that just announced that this was a book of lifesaver rolls. That's the gift I wanted. You see, we measured gifts in grade school by what we wanted. There were greater gifts because they were more useful to us. There were lesser gifts because they just didn't have value to us. But when God gives gifts, He does so not because some have use and some don't, but because they're all necessary. But some are more noticeable. And Paul addresses that. But he says we ought to actually give more honor to the ones that are less noticed. But in the midst of all of that, rather than saying, use the gift God gave you and be content with it, it's almost as if he ramps up the contest. He said, but desire the greater gifts. Okay. What's that? Desire the greater gifts, and now I will show you the most excellent way. And then comes chapter 13. Now, if you've been to very many weddings, you've probably heard somebody quote a lot of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We generally refer to it as the love chapter. It contains the verses that say love is patient, love is kind, love is long-suffering, love does not keep a record of wrongs done. The greatest gift is love. And when he describes as our desire ought to be for the greater gifts, I believe he's teaching us that we use love to operate all of the gifts that God gives. He says, if I can speak words of prophecy, but I have not love, I'm just a noisy gong clanging in the wind. All of the gifts, from those that are most noticeable to those that are least noticed, are made most useful through love. And it brings us to that greatest gift that I mentioned, and that's Jesus. His death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension back to heaven, all had power because it was done in love. Now, we can look at that in the life of Jesus, and we can, I think, fairly safely assume that none of it would have been done if there'd been no love. Who wants to endure ridicule and mockery and beating and crucifixion to save someone else if there isn't love present? And so we live life as we grow in our desire of greatness. We learn that the greatest is love. And we take the other gifts and we use them in a way that's loving. We take mercy. We take teaching. We take leadership. We take all of the things that God has given, and He says He has scattered His gifts abroad to the poor. And we pick it up, and we find our name on it. And that one thing that we often fail to do when we pick up something and find our name on it, we fail to read the directions. And we turn it over and we discover one simple line of directions: use with love. And people's lives are transformed. When we love. And not just some indiscriminate love as the world wants to just throw love around in ways that aren't loving at all. But when those gifts of God are used with love, we teach with love, we correct with love, we encourage with love, we represent Jesus. And we show others that out of all of the gifts that they will ever receive, it's love that makes the rest of them great. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to even know what love is. In fact, your word tells us that we love because you first loved us. So God, today, as we consider the gifting that you've put into our life, sometimes we evaluate that and we come up with a pretty short list. Sometimes we think you haven't given us anything. We know that's not true, but it feels that way. It feels that way because we compare what we have to what others have. And we grumble and complain because I'm not doing what they're doing. I don't have what they have. And we become that servant where what we do have is taken from us because instead of using it in love, we've buried it. So God, help us to grow in our appreciation of the gifts that you've put into our life, regardless of how big or small they may feel like according to the world standards. As we recognize those gifts, help us to spend time with you and your word, your spirit, to understand how can I best use this in love? How can I expand the greatness of this gift by loving? God, today, help us to desire the greater gifts, the ones done in love. Help us to pursue that most excellent way. Help us to lift up Jesus as the one who first loved us, as the one that we love, that as we lift up him, that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.